My sources in the field have sent me many stories of people healing themselves naturally from cancer over the years. In this chapter, I share a few of these wonderful stories. May they provide you with hope and inspiration. 74-year-old man heals from kidney cancer thanks to sodium bicarbonate. Dear Dr. Circus, my name is Anne-Marie, and I'd like to thank you for your research and making it available to us. My children were able to enjoy another summer with their grandfather, aged 74, who'd been diagnosed with stage 4 kidney cancer last November. And we give glory to the Lord for helping us to find your sodium bicarbonate book, which we believe helped save his life. My father-in-law was declared cancer-free this past May. We spent 2 weeks with him, boating and fishing and just enjoying spending time with him. I thought I would share this good news with you. Anne-Marie Kempf. Source, drcircus.com. Curing stage 4 kidney cancer with holistic medicine. 2.5 years ago, my surgeon took out my left kidney, left adrenal gland and one cancerous lymph node, as well as a 10x10cm cancerous tumour attached to my kidney, left radical nephrectomy. It was a very difficult operation with a lengthy recovery time. 6 weeks after my surgery, my surgeon informed me of the analysis of what was removed from my body. The cancer was a very aggressive one and had spread into the veins surrounding the kidney and one lymph node. This made the prognosis quite grim. The surgeon told me I was at stage 4, that's terminal, and that unfortunately this type of cancer could not be treated with chemotherapy or radiation. He said it would spread to my lungs next. I was sent home to put my affairs in order. After I recovered from this unexpected shock, I realized I had a very strong desire to live. I decided to add non-invasive holistic methods to help me with my healing. For me, this meant I just needed to look after my body, mind, and spirit. I switched to the Dr. Joanna Budvig's oil protein diet, which is designed to inhibit cancer growth. I started having acupuncture treatments once a week, combined with Chinese herbs and tinctures. I went for long daily walks by the ocean to get fresh air, oxygen into my body. I did steam sauna treatments to release toxins through my skin, and I used aromatherapies. I worked with a therapist to release childhood traumas, and I asked for God's help to be able to heal myself. I asked for a blessing for every treatment and for everything I ate and drank. Probably the approach that had the most significant effect on my energy levels and health was when I began applying the 4 steps of the Beck Protocol. My daughter-in-law introduced me to this protocol, and my son ordered a blood electrification unit and a magnetic pulse generator for me. I started with both of these units 2 months after surgery, using them at first for 10 minutes a day. Within a week, I was up to 2 hours per day with blood electrification. I used the magnetic pulser each evening for 20 minutes all over my lymph nodes. I drank 2 ounces of ionic colloidal silver all at once on the first and second day. Each day after that, I took a dropper full 3 times per day under the tongue. I also had 2 to 3 glasses of ozonated water every day. I did this for 3.5 months. I also had some sessions with a therapist to remove childhood trauma, which I had not yet released. 3 months after starting the Beck Protocol, I had a clean chest x-ray. 2 months later, I had live blood and biological terrain tests done by a medical doctor who uses natural therapies. Both tests showed a good state of health. My acid stroke base was balanced, my energy level was over 100%, and my biological age was 19 years less than my birth age of 72.